So guys, I went to a Dunkin' Donuts by my house recently. There was a note hanging on the wall signed by the management. It said, "Do not use this spigot, it is broken." I said to the girl behind the counter, "Did your manager write that note?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you might want to inform him spigot is spelled with a G, not S-P-I-C-I-T. Spick it is what it said." I said, "Yeah, you have a racial slur hanging on your wall right now." She was mortified and speechless. So I go home. Next day, I go back to get my coffee. Note's taken down. Now I feel proud, like I did that. I changed the world for the better. That all immediately faded away when I realized I went back the next fucking day. Didn't realize that about myself. Apparently I love coffee way more than I hate racism. That is nothing to be proud of. Except Dunkin' Donuts, where's that ad campaign? That is powerful imagery. I'll even be the actor, since we already know this is how I would react. Have me walk into a Dunkin' Donuts. I see a sign that says, "We don't serve blacks, browns, Jews, or queers." And I'm like, "Oh my God, that is disgusting. That is the most offensive." Yeah, hi, I'll have a large iced coffee. Ooh, munchkins. Why don't you throw a few of those in there? Then the voiceover comes on, "Black coffee, white power, America runs on Dunkin'." I cannot believe that in 2014, racism, sexism, homophobia, how are those still a thing, you guys? Really? Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, those have not given you enough legitimate reasons to hate people? You still need to make them up? "She's an idiot because she's a woman." No, she's an idiot because she posts links to BuzzFeed articles 20 fucking times a day. Like, if you hate someone because they have a vagina, you're an ignorant piece of shit. Hate that same person because they won't stop sharing the "Which pink lady from Greece would you be?" quiz. Now you're just an intelligent human being. That's fine. By the way, I took that one, I got Rizzo. Watch out, I'm sassy. So, back in high school in math class, I hated doing word problems. I hated them, and I would complain about them all the time. My teacher would always say the same thing. "Jay, this is real life math. This is math you're gonna use in real life." And then the questions were always like, "Johnny makes $2.14 a week for allowance. Pound of apples costs $1.67. After 3 weeks, how many pounds of apples will Johnny be able to buy?" That's your realistic question? Here's my answer. Why am I hanging out with this weird dude who spends all of his money on apples? And what kind of pieces of shit are his parents who are like, "If you want produce, you can work for it. No healthy snacks in this house. This Fritos are nothing." That's not even a realistic example of a word problem, though, you guys, because in reality, they were always vaguely racist. Never an American name that they were throwing at you. So in reality, my example would be like, Juan makes 37 cents for every tomato plant that he successfully cultivates. A green card costs $15,000. How many tomato plants will he grow before he's deported? We have made huge progress on the topic of racism as a country. It's amazing. We're moving in the right direction. However, there's a negative thing that's come with that, and that is an influx of white people who dissect every word you say looking for the hidden prejudice that you tried to sneak by them. Drives me crazy. A friend of mine recently was trying to get me to remember someone he'd introduced me to. I said, "Oh yeah, that black guy?" He went, "Oh, Jay." What? I can't say black? No one says they're going out shopping for deals on "I don't see people by the color of their skin Friday." No one talks like that. You can say black, you guys. But I got mad because he made me feel like an asshole. I didn't really feel like I was being one. I know some of you may not know me. Wait 15 minutes, you'll get a real reason to call me an asshole. But so, I figured out a way to get him back. I followed him after that. He went out to lunch. I watched him order a salad with oil and balsamic vinegar. Then I pop up and I'm like, whoa, balsamic vin what? Vinig, yeah, no. We don't say that word. Enjoy your white supremacist salad, asshole.